Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Have you ever been to a presentation where it sounds like Ben Stein talking about the quantum mechanics of grass growing? We all have. You get bored out of your tears because the presentation style is just not up to par. It's not entertaining. And that's essentially what we're doing when we're giving presentations. You've also heard that the fear of public speaking is number one. Some people would rather jump out of an airplane than stand up in front of a group of people and talk. We've all seen it. People just get nervous and you can see the fear on their face when they're about to give their presentation. Why is that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, they're not comfortable standing up in front of a group of people. More often than not, they're not sure about their message. They're not confident about what they're going to present. And thirdly, it's about lack of presentation. They just don't have the confidence in what they're going to present and what they're going to say. Giving presentations happens in business. It happens all the time, whether you're selling, standing up at a corporation, or standing up in front of a group of people and just presenting about you, your business, your products or services. It's a great tool to promote, but you got to be careful. You want to make sure that you deliver awesome content. So let's look at the anatomy of a presentation, or even better, the anatomy of a good presentation. There are certain parts that you have to do in order to be successful. The first one is the intro. A lot of people just dive right into the content, and that's a mistake. What you want to do is you want to establish what the presentation is about. You want to make it fun. You want to tell stories. I have a video when I'm talking about my book or social media marketing, that's 10 things made out of bacon that just makes people crack up. You also want to draw them in. What is it that you're going to say? You want to get them engaged. You don't want them sitting there looking at their cell phones, which people do all the time. You want to draw them in so that they're entertained and engaged throughout the entire process. The next thing that you have to do is say, okay, why you? Why are you standing up there giving this presentation? You have to show your credentials, your education, if you've written any books, any awards that you have, or even better yet, tell a success story about how by what I'm about to present has changed somebody's life or made a difference in the world. The next thing that you have to do is set it up. What is the big idea? What is the one big thing that you're going to present so that people know at the end they got that one thing? A lot of people just ramble on through so many different points without having a clear indication of what it is that they're going to get out of this presentation. What is the key point that you want to share that when people walk away, they say, I got something out of this, and this was worth my half hour, hour, or however long the presentation is. TED Talk, 17 minutes, right? The next thing is the body. And this is another place where a lot of people just don't understand the concept. They go from slide to slide to slide to slide to slide. You've seen these, you know, and it's like when it's all said and done, it's your mind is so numb, you don't understand what the end game is. So what you want to do is you want to have 3 to 5 points max. You want to limit it to 3 or 5 key ideas. The goal of those ideas is first to change their point of view. If you believe this, I want you to believe this. The other thing that you want to do is make sure that you have tangible and actionable items when it's all said and done. What can they do to improve themselves, improve their processes, improve their business? I mean, what are the key things that you're trying to get them to do? And then finally, we go to the conclusion. Again, a lot of people are so into the content that they forget this part. And the conclusion is, okay, now that I've told you all this stuff, now here's your call to action. This is the thing that I want you to understand and I want you to do. And you have to decide what that is before you start. Are you trying to get them to buy something? Do you want them to contact you? Or are you going to give them something free, maybe to get them on your mailing list? Give them a free report or a video or a book. I've seen people walk around and collect people's business cards in a jar, and then they pull them out and give away something. So either you give it away right there, or you tell them that you'll give it away later if they give you their information so that you have a chance to connect with those people. Now let's talk about some of the biggest mistakes that I've seen, and you've probably seen a lot of these too, in presentations that we go to. The biggest mistake that I see all the time is people are unclear about the purpose of the presentation. They're up there, they're talking facts, they're talking figures, they're talking A, B, C, D, but they don't really understand what they want the audience to get out of it when it's all said and done. And like I said with the call to action, what is it that you want your audience to do at the end? Do you want them to take action? Do you want them to contact you? Do you want to give them a free report and contact them later? You have to figure out what the end game is for you doing this presentation. The other thing we see a lot is too much information. All of us have seen slides with so much text on them, you can't read them. And then what happens? The person stands up there and reads every single point. They put too much text on a slide. Every slide should be a main point. Put in the title what it is that you want to say, and then give them solid information around that title. The other thing I see with too much information is the information does not build upon itself. It's just blah, 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 deep thoughts by Jack Handy, but it's not taking them through a progression of steps that's going to get them to that big idea. Another thing that speakers do is they use their presentation and their slides as a teleprompter. And you've all seen it. Somebody stands up there and they basically read every bullet point and then try to explain it. And read a bullet point and try to explain it. Read a bullet point and try to explain it. Way too much information on there. What you want to do is you want to use pictures and less information. If it takes more slides, that's okay. There is no rule that says you have to spend 3 minutes on a slide. I normally spend 30 seconds on a slide because I make a point, put in pictures, and keep the points very targeted. So using charts, pictures, graphs, visuals help people to retain the information better and solidify the message that you're trying to get across. Pacing. People try to squeeze too much information in a short period of time. So they get to the end and all of a sudden they start skipping slides. Well, if it was that important to put in there, don't you want to present it? Make sure that you practice your presentation. Spend some time, go through it, time it out, make sure that the points are happening at the point where you want them to. Make sure that your content delivery is solid. And then finally, time it out so there's some time at the end for question and answer. I've seen this many, many times where people go through all their content, they speed to the end, and there's no time left for Q&A. That's where the action happens. That's where the magic happens. So make sure that you're giving a presentation that is paced out well. And then finally, purpose. What are you doing to show a problem and then offer a solution? That's the game. You're trying to show them what the problem is and then give them some actionable steps to solve that problem. You want to make sure that you create that call to action. It is incredibly important because that's where the action happens for you. It's the purpose of you giving that presentation more often than not. And finally, make it fun and interactive. Add some stories, add some jokes, add some props, but have fun. So the keys to great presentations, number one is know your audience. Know what they want, know what they want to learn. Secondly, don't be over salesy. Make sure that you prepare and practice and make sure all your technology is in order. And then finally, be purposeful, but have fun.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.